And that's why I believe in you, because that is the greatest purpose. It's to love. Honest. It sounds corny. Whatever you want to say, I don't care. I love people because there is freedom and power in loving people.
Hello, all you positive heads out there. Thanks for tuning your beautiful brainwaves into another episode of the Positive Head Podcast, where we are firmly convinced that creating success and happiness is rooted in understanding the ultimate nature of reality and the fact that as human beings, we are all immensely powerful fractals of the one and only source consciousness, which creates and animates all things. Now, of course, understanding this powerful truth is one thing. Applying this incredibly empowering wisdom to everyday life, well, that's another. Which is exactly why we provide you with a fresh serving of soul food for thought 5 days a week to help constantly remind you of what matters most. You are it. And I'm your host, Brandon Beecham. I'm the one who will be here with you each and every Wednesday interviewing a different consciousness changemaker that is also out there working tirelessly to help catalyze change and expand awareness all across spaceship Earth. On the other 4 weekdays, you can hear me discussing topics such as my favorite thought-provoking quotes, reading and discussing wisdom from empowering books, playing clips from various inspirational spiritual teachers, sharing a bit of mysterious news, taking questions from the audience, and essentially digging into any other mind-expansive topics that will help keep your soul fed by tuning you into positive vibrations on a consistent basis. All right, all you positive heads, welcome back to another episode. Here we go again. So happy to be with you all, and I'm going to dive right in here, and got a lot to talk about today. Got a lot to talk about every day, I suppose, but yeah, let's just dive in, shall we? I've got some reviews here that I woke up to, and of course, those always make me excited. As you guys know, I love getting feedback from you. Helps us to reach new people. And so this is on iTunes too, by the way. If you haven't reviewed on iTunes, please do so. This is by Rad Wigs. How funny. I have a friend here, Melissa, who is running around doing a setup to take some do this little photo shoot thing, and has just put on a wig. What do you know? What an interesting synchronicity. Literally just walked into the studio as I'm recording wearing a black wig. Very Uma Thurman-esque. How cool. Wow. All right. By Rad Wigs. It says, keeping me focused on the healthy path. A few years ago, I realized it was time to make major changes in my life to make it healthier in every fashion. Through this process, I have been purging my life of things that point the focus toward negativity. This podcast is a wonderful guide, reminder of positive things that I can use for my focus and helps me to steer clear of the negative potholes that so much of our society keeps creating in the path of life. So yeah, I mean, what a, I'm still tripping on that synchronicity. I mean, literally just random, her putting on this wig out of nowhere, just being silly like she is. And, that's the review that happens to be queued up. So what is that? What does that mean? Right? It's just like, I take it as a putting a stamp on this, you know, so Rad Wigs, the reviewer, this is a stamp. You're doing good stuff. You're doing a good thing. Like, you're getting it. Like, congratulations. And all of you guys, same thing. Like, also, this one was actually left on December 31st. So I'm just getting around to reading it and seeing it here. But yeah, so right before the new year, right? Keeping focused on the healthy path for all of us. And it's a daily conscious effort, turning away from things that are negative. Don't resist them, just give them no energy, right? And yeah, it's going to be a healthy year for all of us, right? We need to all wear wigs. I got another review here by Vidalia Kate. She used her name and she's on the Facebook group. Recognize that name. Wonderful supporter and positive head face on the Positive Head Facebook group. For those of you who aren't on there, by the way, get on there and mix it up with us. It's yeah, it's growing every single day, and it's wonderful to see people connecting and sharing and supporting one another. Vidalia said, daily conscious effort. As the intro to the podcast reminds us, positivity is a daily conscious effort. Positive Head Podcast with Brandon Beecham at the helm is an excellent resource for continuing to build your positive mindset and spiritual growth. Topics of all kinds are discussed in half-hour increments 4 days a week, which is a perfect amount of time to fit into our busy 21st century lives. Interview episodes are worth a longer listen, often introducing alternate avenues of thought and guides. Listen to this podcast and it will start to awaken the higher vibrations already inside you. Thank you to Brandon and all the Positive Head listeners who keep fanning the flames and seeking the light. Together, I'm sure that we'll raise the consciousness of the planet. There aren't enough words to express my love and gratitude. Aw, thank you so much, Vidalia. That's such a wonderful review and feedback from you. And yeah, I mean, it really is. As I was saying, joking around on the Facebook group earlier, you know, someone, Ross was saying, who's very active on the page, amazing, and he does the Spiritual Phoenix podcast you guys should check out. But he was saying something, you know, congratulations on crossing 1,000 members in the group to me and sort of making jokes about it. And I was like, look, you guys are the boss. I just work here. This is your show as much as it is mine. It really is. It's like I just happen to be steering the ship, and it is an honor to do so. So let's see here. Moving right along. What I'd like to do and talk about today is picking up where I left off, I don't know, a week or so ago with The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. Wonderful, wonderful book. And it's short, sweet, and so powerful. So, yeah, I'd like to pick up where I left off. Before I do that, a quote that I thought of that is very much in line. If you go back to episode 332, the first of the Four Agreements, be impeccable with your word. So didn't get all the way through the chapter there. You guys can go back to episode 332 if you want to hear the first part of this, I guess the first half of this this episode, right? But the quote that I thought of that is very much in line, having been raised, you know, going to church and then a Christian college, which I ultimately got kicked out of. that's a whole nother story. A great experience ultimately led me to where I am today, right? But as I often say, there's a lot of wisdom in the Bible. I don't, you know, necessarily subscribe to any religious ideology. I always would say, you know, I'm spiritual, not religious at this point. I believe we're all it. There's no God that we need to worship and so forth. But I do believe a lot of what was being taught, especially by, like, you know, Christ figure, Jesus, it's just misconstrued and turned into this sort of organized religion and so forth. And you guys have heard me talk about that before. There's a lot of wisdom in there. And this is going back to the Old Testament proverb said, a good name is more desirable than great wealth. Respect is better than silver or gold. And that's from Proverbs 22:1. And goes right along with being impeccable with your word, right? And before I actually read the rest of that chapter, I was looking and I had seen where Don Miguel Ruiz was actually on Super Soul Sunday, which is Oprah Winfrey's network show, talking about spiritual things, so forth. And it's just a very short clip, but let's take a listen to Oprah and Don Miguel Ruiz discussing this first agreement.
I struggle with the first agreement almost on a daily basis because it's not as easy as it seems. For me, being impeccable with my word is very much around being very deliberate and thoughtful about anything that I speak, anything that I write, even in my journal.
To be impeccable with your word, you have to have a keen sense of what you want to say. So a keen sense of intent. What do I want to say? And then action to use my intent to back that up with my words. So it's first to understand what do I want to say and then how do I want to say it.
I love the fact that the impeccability is about me. And if I intend well, that things will be well. So let's talk about the first agreement. Be impeccable with your word. Being impeccable with your word is the correct use of your energy. It means to use your energy in the direction of truth and love for yourself. If you make an agreement with yourself to be impeccable with your word, just with that intention alone, the truth will manifest through you and clean all the emotional poison that exists within you. If you just did that one,
it's enough to
everything would change.
Yes, it's enough to live your life in heaven, we can say in that way.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking about that this morning.
And because I knew I was going to be talking to you, it was one of the reasons mm-hmm. I was late and the whole day got, mm-hmm. is because I had said to myself, I'm going to work out 30 minutes. Then I got on the treadmill and I realized, well, maybe I won't make it 30. And you know, this is what I know. And I know many of you have done that, this too, who are listening to us in different places in the world. You are far more impeccable. I find this for myself. I'm far more impeccable when it comes to other people than I am to myself. If I tell somebody I'm going to do something for them, I show up, I do it no matter what. If I tell myself, oh, I'm going to work out, I'm not going to eat that thing, I'm not going to do that anymore, I am not as impeccable with myself. And that's why this is such a powerful one. Because if you are impeccable with yourself, everything changes.
Yes, we can say that whatever we want to change, first we need to start with ourselves.
Yep.
We cannot give what we don't have.
No, we cannot. Mm-hmm. So is that the most important one of the four, do you think?
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Being impeccable with your work.
Yes, because that represents you. To be impeccable with the word is even much more than just do what you say you will do.
It's more than that.
Much more than that.
Yes.
You just change yourself, and just like magic, everything starts changing around you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love how he says here, it's how you can live in heaven. It's that simple. Just being authentic, you know, being impeccable with your word. And Oprah makes a really great point. Be impeccable with yourself as much as with someone else. And that's super important. A lot of times we go the hardest on ourselves. We judge ourselves the harshest. We are not being real to ourselves. We're not being impeccable. If we say we're going to do it, do it. And this is such a powerful agreement. And that's why I'm glad we're really breaking it into even two episodes to drive the point home on this one, right? And to really embody it. If you can get this one, everything changes like magic, he says, you know, and you can't give away what you don't have. Be impeccable with your word, create that magic in your world. Just by, you know, I've seen so many people, I've dealt with so many people, in my life who are not impeccable with their word, including myself at times, right? We've all done it. We've all told white lies. It's such a big part, our big lies, right? It's such a big part of our society. And it's one that some people don't grow out of or realize this truth. So it becomes exactly who they are. Everything is kind of BS, or there's always, you have to read between the lines with them. And they think that's actually getting them results that are positive. And they're seeing, it's sort of like seeing the short term, like, oh, if I BS about this particular thing, it gets me, you know, this, right? But there's so much more going on than that limited, short-sighted view of how reality works. Maybe it appears that being impeccable with your word is going to hurt you in the short term, but then what you'll find is magically something arises from your impeccable, maybe you're impeccable with your word, it leads to something that was like, oh gosh, this is not necessarily ideal, but that ideal situation then leads to something way better than what you could have expected. And had you lied to start with, right? Had you not been impeccable with your word, you did never ended up there. So I think the big piece for this is stop looking at the surface and start just being impeccable with your word and letting the cards fall where they may. I think this is such an important piece for everybody to get. I mean, this one, you know, rings true with all of us. We all have had to deal with this becoming more authentic, more sincere, more impeccable. So to pick up where we left off in the book, this, I'm going to just pick up right where I was. I have it marked here. It says, he was giving examples. He says, another example, you awake in the morning feeling very happy. You feel so wonderful. You stay 1 or 2 hours in front of the mirror, making yourself beautiful. Well, one of your best friends says, what has happened to you? You look so ugly. Look at the dress you're wearing. You look ridiculous. That's it. That is enough to put you all the way down in hell. Maybe this girlfriend just told you this to hurt you. And she did. She gave you an opinion with all the power of her word behind it. If you accept the opinion, it becomes an agreement now. And you put all your power into that opinion. The opinion becomes black magic. These types of spells are difficult to break. The only thing that can break a spell is to make a new agreement based on truth. The truth is the most important part of being impeccable with your word. On one side of the sword are the lies which create black magic, and on the other side of the sword is the truth which has the power to break the spell of black magic. Only the truth will set us free. Looking at everyday human interactions, imagine how many times we cast spells on each other with our word. Over time, this interaction has become the worst form of black magic, and we call it gossip. Gossip is black magic at its very worst because it's pure poison. We learned how to gossip by agreement when we were children. We heard the adults around us gossiping all the time, openly giving their opinions about other people. They even had opinions about people they didn't know. Emotional poison was transferring along with the opinions, and we learned that as the normal way to communicate. Gossiping has become the main form of communication in human society. It has become the way we feel close to each other because it makes us feel better to see someone else feel as badly as we do. There's an old expression that says, misery likes company, and people who are suffering in hell don't want to be all alone. Fear and suffering are an important part of the dream of the planet. They are how the dream of the planet keeps us down. Using the analogy of the human mind as a computer, gossip can be compared to a computer virus. A computer virus is a piece of computer language written in the same language all the other codes are written in, but with harmful intent. This code is inserted into the program of your computer when you least expect it, and most of the time without your awareness. After this code has been introduced, your computer doesn't work quite right, or it doesn't function at all because the codes get so mixed up with so many conflicting messages that it stops producing good results. Human gossiping works exactly the same way. For example, you're beginning a new class with a new teacher, and you've looked forward to it for a long time. On the first day of class, you run into someone who took that class before, who tells you, "Oh, that instructor was such a pompous jerk. He didn't know what he was talking about, and he was a pervert too, so watch out." You're immediately imprinted with the word and the emotional code that person had when saying this. But when you are not aware of this or her motivation in telling you, this person could be angry for failing the class or simply making an assumption based on fears and prejudices. But because you have learned to ingest information like a child, some part of you believes the gossip and you go on to the class. As the teacher speaks, you feel the poison come up inside you and you don't realize you see the teacher through the eyes, the person who gave you that gossip. Then you start talking to other people in the class about this and they start to see the teacher in the same way, as a jerk and a pervert. You really hate the class and soon you decide to drop out. You blame the teacher, but it is gossip that is to blame. All of this mess can be caused by one little computer virus. One little piece of misinformation can break down communication between people, causing every person it touches to become infected and contagious to others. Imagine that every single time others gossip to you, they insert a computer virus into your mind, causing you to think a little less clearly every time. Then imagine that in an effort to clean up your own confusion and get some relief from the poison, you gossip and spread these viruses to someone else. Now imagine this pattern going on in a never-ending chain between all the humans on Earth. The result is a world full of humans who can only read information through circuits that are clogged with a poisonous, contagious virus. Once again, this poisonous virus is what the Toltecs called the mitote, the chaos of a thousand different voices all trying to talk at once in the mind. Even worse are the black magicians or computer hackers who intentionally spread the virus. Think back to a time when you or someone you know was angry with someone else and desired revenge. In order to seek revenge, you said something to or about that person with the intention of spreading poison and making that person feel bad about him or herself. As children, we do this quite thoughtlessly, but as we grow older, we become much more calculated in our efforts to bring other people down. Then we lie to ourselves and say that person received a just punishment for their wrongdoing. When we see the world through a computer virus, it is easy to justify the cruelest behavior. What we don't see is that misuse of our word is putting us deeper into hell. For years, we have received the gossip and spells from the words of others, but also from the way we use our words with ourselves. We talk to ourselves constantly, and most of the time we say things like, "Oh, I look fat, I look ugly, I'm getting old, I'm losing my hair, I'm stupid, I never understand anything, I will never be good enough, and I'm never going to be perfect." Do you see how we use the word against ourselves? We must begin to understand what the word is and what the word does. If you understand the first agreement, be impeccable with your word, you begin to see all the changes that can happen in your life. Changes first in the way you deal with yourself and later in the way you deal with other people, especially those you love the most. Consider how many times you have gossiped about the person you love the most to gain the support of others for your point of view. How many times have you hooked other people's attention and spread poison about your loved ones in order to make your opinion right? Your opinion is nothing but your point of view. It is not necessarily true. Your opinion comes from your beliefs, your own ego, and your own dream. We create all this poison and spread it to others just so we can feel right about our own point of view. If we adopt the first agreement and become impeccable with our word, any emotional poison will eventually be cleansed from, will be cleaned from our mind and from our communication and our personal relationships, including with our pet dog or cat. Impeccability of the word will also give you immunity from anyone putting a negative spell on you. You will only receive a negative idea if your mind is fertile ground for that idea. When you become impeccable with your word, your mind is no longer fertile ground for words that come from black magic. Instead, it is fertile for the words that come from love. You can measure the impeccability of your word by your level of self-love. How much you love yourself and how you feel about yourself are directly proportionate to the quality and integrity of your word. When you're impeccable with your word, you feel good. You feel happy and at peace. You can transcend the dream of hell just by making the agreement to be impeccable with your word. Right now, I'm planting the seed in your mind. Whether or not the seed grows depends on how fertile your mind is for the seeds of love. It is up to you to make the agreement with yourself. I am impeccable with my word. Nurture this seed, and as it grows in your mind, it will generate more seeds of love to replace the seeds of fear. The first agreement will change the kind of seeds your mind is fertile for. Be impeccable with your word. This is the first agreement that you should make if you want to be free, if you want to be happy, if you want to transcend the level of existence that is hell. It is very powerful. Use the word in the correct way. Use the word to share your love. Use white magic, beginning with yourself. Tell yourself how wonderful you are, how great you are. Tell yourself how much you love yourself. Use the word to break all those teeny tiny agreements that make you suffer. It is possible. It is possible because I did it, and I am no better than you. No, we are exactly the same. We have the same kind of brain, the same kind of bodies. We are humans. If I was able to break those agreements and create new agreements, then you can do the same. If I can be impeccable with my word, why not you? Just this one agreement can change your whole life. Impeccability of the word can lead you to personal freedom, to huge success and abundance. It can take away all fear and transform it into joy and love. Just imagine what you can create with impeccability of the word. With the impeccability of the word, you can transcend the dream of fear and live a different life. You can live in heaven in the middle of thousands of people living in hell because you are immune to that hell. You can attain the kingdom of heaven from this one agreement. Be impeccable with your word. Ah, what a great, powerful chapter, right? What a great agreement. Yeah, I mean, it's just how often, how much have we really thought about this? How much have we analyzed the words, the spells that we're casting, and how powerful we truly are? You really, you know, think of yourself. I've always been obsessed with like Gandalf or wizards or sorcerers. I think of my brother always joking me my whole life saying, "You're not a wizard, Brandon." I am. I'm a sorcerer. I'm channeling source when I'm casting white magic spells with my words. This is all vibration. This is all energy. And you have the power. You are as powerful as anyone. Just choose the right words to emanate and vibrate with, and you can literally transform everyone that you touch. And of course, that is the path to getting what you want for yourself, right? Give away what you want for yourself because there are no others. And this, how simple, what a simple path to success and abundance, right? Everyone's trying to figure it out. What do I do? What job? Where do I go to college? Do I not go to college? Do I, you know, for all that is acting on the external. You start tapping into your power. You are literally, you are a sorcerer. You are a wizard of love. Isn't there a song like that? Wizard of Love, something? I don't know. If not, there should be. All right, guys. Well, we are out of imaginary time for today's episode, but I shall be back. And I have a song to leave you with here. This is Closey and Christina Soto, Ghost of Me. Until next time, journey well. Not enough.
I'll prefer ecstasy. I am slowly becoming a ghost of me.
By human beings, save me or prefer ecstasy.